There were individual highlights for both teams, but the word sloppy was used by the head coaches in describing this season's annual neighborhood high school baseball showdown between the Madison Warhawks and Marshall Statesmen. Host Madison, 2-0, won the early season March 14 seesaw contest, 8-5, rallying from a 4-3 deficit by scoring 5 runs in the 5th inning. The teams combined for 9 errors, with Marshall, 0-2, additionally hurt by hitting 3 batters and having multiple wild pitches and passed balls. Marshall made 4 errors in Madison's 5-run 5th inning. The Statesmen also had a runner caught stealing and 2 others picked off. There wasn't a lot of hitting, a combined 9. We hit okay and I feel like we put the ball in play, but we dropped a pop-up and made too many errors and other mistakes, Marshall coach Mike Noy said. Marshall, 0-2, had 5 hits, with Ethan Moore doubling and Cal Alexander having an RBI single. Nathan Lake, Vince Salvo and starting pitcher Noah Grossman singled. Will Thomas stole 2 bases. Lake, a tall left-hander who pitched only 1 inning last season because of an injury, worked 4 innings in relief with 8 strikeouts, no walks and he allowed 3 hits. He was a highlight for Marshall. Grossman was last season's Liberty District and 6th North Region Pitcher of the Year. The right-hander started against Madison, struggling a bit in the first inning by throwing 25 pitches, hitting a batter and walking another. He retired the side in order in the second, working only 2 innings with 2 strikeouts. Righty Cale Yates started for Madison and wasn't his sharpest, with 4 walks and throwing 66 pitches in 31/3 innings. Cale wants to be very good and he is, and he will be, said Madison coach Mark Giormand, who said Yates probably overthrew a bit at times in his first start of the season. With the bat for Madison, highlights were 2 hits and 2 RBI from Nathan Tondreau, Nico Papathanasiou's double, 2 RBI and 2 stolen bases and Henry Novario was hit by a pitch twice and scored 2 runs. The Warhawks had just 4 hits but took advantage of the Marshall mistakes. Sophomore lefty James Bellini was a highlight by working the final 2 frames of shutout and hitless relief with 2 strikeouts for Madison. Madison stole 5 bases and Marshall 4. We're a young team but we have a lot of young talent, Giormand said. It's going to take time and patience for us. The good thing was we were behind and came back again and won. Being behind doesn't bother us. Madison rallied in multiple playoff games last season when the Warhawks won the Class 6 state championship.